Let's all stand to our feet. Let's lift our hands up and let's thank Jesus for His wonderful and mighty acts in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Let's worship Him together. Oh, let's lift our hands. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship You. Come on, church. Come on, church. Do you believe the body was broken for you? Hallelujah, the flesh. Oh, precious Lamb. Holy Lord God of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad that He's still the Lord that healeth all thine diseases? Praise God. He's a merciful King. Thank God for His mercy. Hallelujah. I like to hear testimonies and songs sung about Jesus being Lord and about being the healer and feeling accountable to be a soul winner. That's where we're at. I said, that's where we're at. Hallelujah. Brother Shirley was telling me that even we're, I don't know when he said that, but he asked me if I'd ever heard that. And I said, no. He said, you know, he said, even we as the people of God are accountable, or we become cannibals. And that's true. I got to thinking about that. I said, you know, in the Word of God, every time the disciples stopped working, they started fighting among themselves over who was going to be number one, the kingdom, and all this other stuff. But I'm going to tell you, as long as we're working and we're concerned about helping one another, then there's no we don't find problems in the church when we're busy working for the work of God. It's when we stop working that we start looking. Come on now. Long as we're busy doing busy about our Father's business, then we're not worried about getting in everybody else's business. Hallelujah. One song says, sweep around your own front porch before you start sweeping around mine. So we got a lot of dust on our own porches to get up this morning. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6 in the Word of the Lord. I don't know, you know, I don't know if this is a revelation message or not, but it's one to me, and maybe it's been here all the time. I just didn't see it, but and it's not anything new. I'm not going to preach anything new to you. I think I may have said this one night, Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. But hallelujah. But anyway, I just feel like there are some things in the Holy Ghost that would help us this morning. Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. That's pretty potent words. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And then verse 38 ends this portion of the story. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Let's pray. Father, we ask you tonight, this morning, to have your way, to fill this house with your glory, with Holy Ghost anointing. Let us, Lord, work while we have time to work, while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Father, we want to give the things that are right. Anoint us with apostolic giving. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? You may be seated as you continue to glorify the name of Jesus this morning. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I thought that this morning in prayer and last night praying some things of the Spirit, and really feeling this morning, this night might not be a very good time to have me for revival, because I just feel real dangerous. Real dangerous. Is that all right to use that word dangerous? I feel that we need to attack some things. Now, I'm not talking about persons or personalities, but I'm talking about the kingdom of darkness and the works of darkness. That we need to become vigorous about the things of God. And we need to be persuaded that we are in the last days and that the time is short. My mind went back laying in the bed, being laid up for several days. You have a lot of time to think. And my mind went back to the time that Keisha, I guess it may have been 3 years old, sitting in the back seat of the car, Sister Tauber on the way to pick me up from work, working at the MCAS plant in Columbia. That when she got there, I'll never forget it, when I got outside, she was crying and speaking in tongues. And Sister Tauber began to tell me how that Keisha, out of nowhere, had spoke up and said, "Mama, you remember that time when I was in the hospital and I was dying?" And, of course, you know, coming from a three-year-old, something like that kind of blow you out of the water. And she said, "Yes, baby, I remember." And she said she just carried on a conversation there for a moment like a grown-up. And said, "I saw you and Daddy sitting outside on the couch." And said, "You said, 'Not my baby.'" Well, that's the exact words she'd used when they had cut her to put the trach in her throat. She knew by the instruments they were bringing by that they had taken and cut the throat area. And so, to put a tracheotomy in. And so she used the words, "Not my baby. They cut my baby, not my baby." And she said, "I remember," she said, "Mama said, I saw the doctors and said, an angel come got me." That's the word she used. "An angel come got me and said, 'Carry me where Jesus was.' And said, I sat down on his lap. So I didn't see his face, but I saw blue poo. And said, 'The Lord told me to tell you, for you to keep working, because he's going to come back and get you and Daddy one day.'" Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I don't know why that came back to me, but I just got to thinking that, you know, he didn't say, "I'm going to come back and get your husband, then I'm going to come back and get you later." But he said, "I'm going to come back for both of you." And, you know, that could go a lot of ways, but I just got to thinking it very well may be that we may live to see the coming of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. That it's going to shock me a bit. I tell you what's going to shock me is if I don't see it. If I live and I stay healthy, I'm telling you, we're living in a reckless age. And so I'm stirred up, and maybe I'm doing to myself what I preach, that it's time we stir ourselves up, that God doesn't have to stir us up. Hallelujah. And so maybe I'm stirring myself up this morning. But anyway, I want to encourage you to take the things that are coming over this pulpit, the words, and the words of challenge, the challenging words, to be a soul winner, to put your hands to the plow, and to do something for the kingdom of God. I want to admonish you to do these things and not to grow slack now, right here at the coming of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want the Lord to catch us in this shape around here. Now, if you feel good about yourself, then I'm not preaching to you. I can't help you. I'm preaching to the one that doesn't feel good about themselves this morning. I'm preaching to the one that feels like that they're not doing what they need to do, because you're the one that I can help. But the one that feels like they're all right, I can't help you this morning. And maybe I'm going another way than I need to be going. But I want to say that to you, that the Lord is challenging us. And so I'm going to ask you to help me to arise to the occasion in some good Holy Ghost prayer and some good Holy Ghost fasting and some good Holy Ghost Bible reading and some consecration and some outreach. Let me just go ahead and say it, some visitation. Whether it would be on your job or just letting the Lord lead you to somebody. Man, I'm telling you, I'm getting all stirred up talking about this stuff. Last time I got to praying, and I told Sister Tomber, I said, you ain't doing nothing. I said, you used to witness to people. And I said, you just sitting around. And I said, I'm fixing to pray God gets a hold of you and get you stirred up. Hallelujah. And she said, well, said, you can if you want to. Said, I'm working for God. I said, yeah, but you ain't winning souls. I said, I'm fixing to pray God gets a hold of you. And I got her stirred up. She got the church stirred up and got the pastor mad. Hallelujah. And so, that's the truth. We both got chewed out over it. Got chewed out by having 5 o'clock prayer meetings and getting the ladies and taking them in a van, going knocking doors, and me taking them in. So, I'm not worried about getting the pastor mad. Hallelujah. He wants you knocking doors. He wants you teaching Bible studies. Ah, Lord have mercy. I better close that chapter and go to another story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we need to do something, church. Man, I said we need to do something. We need to get some fruit in here, Brother Troy Shirley said, and get some in here that will remain. My Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. But anyway, changing gears. Praise God. During the week, I knew that the first sermon that I would, as far as going to by myself, without the help of my good brethren the other night, praise God, but I would go into by myself to preach, I knew that this would be it. And I'm not sure I have the fullness of what all God's saying in this. But God is dealing with us about giving. Giving. Not just giving in finances, but giving of ourselves. Giving of ourselves. Giving of ourselves. What good is the thing, that, matter of fact, write that on the tape, giving of ourselves. What good is the things that God has given us if we don't give them to others? What good is the body and the blood that was sung about this morning if we do not pass the message on of the body and the blood? Oh, come on now. Come on. I'm not up here this morning whistling Dixie. I'm preaching to the church. I'm preaching to the people of God that believe in being a soul winner, that believe that Jesus is coming back for a church that's made themselves ready. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, and it's still, like the old saying, it's still ready or not, here he comes. Because Jesus is not going to send a flash flood warning out that he's about to come in 3 hours, get the church ready. Friend, I'm here to tell you that you're getting a warning every day. Every day you get up and your eyelids open up and you see sunlight again. Or every day that you hear, or every day that your feet hit the floor, whatever sickness you may have in your body, let me tell you that at that very moment that the Lord is trying to remind you that he's coming back and to stay ready. Oh, come on, somebody give God the praise in here. God have mercy. Clap your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. I don't know how you feel, but that can be scary. This thing of having it given back and having it measured back into your bosom. That can be scary when you think about what little we give to the things of God, to the kingdom of God, when the Lord has been so merciful to us. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you in Isaiah 65, beginning at verse 6. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense. Everybody say recompense. Even recompense into their bosom. Everybody say into the bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and have blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. I thought that it was not just odd, but that it was a voice from the Lord crying out of the Old Testament into the New Testament, that God dealt with measurement and things being given into the bosom of man, into the soul, into the heart, and into the mind, into the body, that the Lord would cause our attitude and our spirit and the way that we treat others and the way that we view the kingdom of God, and the way that we act when we are faced with trials in our life. The Lord said, I want you to know something. He said, I'm going to I will recompense, even recompense into your bosom. Therefore, I will measure their former work into that bosom. Hallelujah. And then he comes over in the New Testament and cries out the same thing. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. There's that word again. For with the same measure, there's the measure that he said in Isaiah, that you measure with all, it shall be measured to you again. You don't think that it's important that you have mercy? Hey, friend, let me tell you, we're not dealing with money this morning. Hallelujah. Come on now. I said, we're not dealing with give, and it shall be given. Shall men come and give you money? Matter of fact, he didn't even end up there. He ended up saying, look, it's going to be measured to you again. And the verse before that, verse 37 says, we want 38, but we don't want 37. 37 says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven you. He's not dealing with getting rich. He's dealing with having a good heart and a right spirit and loving souls and forgiving people. Come on, somebody love God in here. Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, I feel this in the Holy Ghost this morning. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. Something's going to happen. Woo! Shanda barokotahaya. Glory to God. Jeremiah 32 and 18 says, Thou showest kindness, thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompenses. There's that word recompense again. The iniquity of the fathers into the bosom. There's that word bosom. Into the bosom of their children after them. The great and the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. I'm going to tell you something, friend. It's no wonder that when Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure, it shall be measured to you again. I'm here to tell you something. You don't just get it yourself. When you get a bad attitude and a bad spirit, it doesn't just affect you. It affects everything around you. Hallelujah. It flows not only in you, it overflows into your children and into your children's children's life. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. My God, I'm telling you, my love, I'd worship God just for my children. I'd live for God just for my household. Come on, somebody give God the praise. Woo! Shatala Mohataya. Oh, hallelujah, Katala Mahaya. Oh, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you something. Give and it shall be given. You want mercy? You give out some mercy. I said, you want love? You give some love. You want grace in your life? You give grace. Come on. You want people to have faith in you? You have faith in others. Because whatever you're measuring, friend, it's going to be measured back to you. Come on, somebody give God the praise in here. Somebody give God the praise. My Lord. Come on, something. I'm telling you, that's the reason you see an old drug addict 99.9% of the time. There's a bunch of old drug addicts hanging around here. Come on. If you find out you see an old alcoholic, there's four or five alcoholics running around with it. If you get in the house of God and you see a gossiper, usually you can find gossipers running around with gossipers. Come on. You find somebody that's full of bitterness, usually you can find those that are full of bitterness running with them. But I'm here to tell you that if you can't forgive others, the Lord's not going to forgive you. But if you can't have my God, give, and it shall be given. If somebody says, brother, I want you to forgive me, you ought to say, brother, you're already forgiven. Come on, somebody give God the praise. I forgive you. It's important that I forgive you. Come on and give God the praise. Somebody love the Lord in here. Oh, Shandabariyatayalarabaha. While we're on the subject, man, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost. My Lord, I have not given but twice in this revival. One time was this morning, and the other time was when I was getting over this stuff. Hallelujah. And I didn't give this morning because I've gotten the money. But I'm telling you something in the Holy Ghost, that it's important when it comes to the kingdom of God that we give, because there are things that we need to, that if we don't give under the kingdom of God, He cannot measure it back to us. We shut up the kingdom. We shut up the things of God in our life, because I'm telling you, if you are blessed of God, you got $100 bills laid up in the bank, and you come down here and drop $3 in here, God said, I'm telling you, I'm going to measure that thing back to you. I'm watching the spirit of giving. If you come in the house and all you got's a dollar and you give it to God, let me tell you, God can measure that thing back. He knows how to measure it. I'm going to tell you something else, friend. God measures your praise and He measures your worship. There are times you come in the house that you don't feel like lifting your hands, but go ahead and lift them anyway, because God's got the measure stick out. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. Woo! He's measuring your prayer. He's measuring your love for God. He's measuring your forgiveness. He's measuring your attitude. He's measuring your spirit. Come on, somebody, love God in here. Let the devil steal your attitude. Come on. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we need mercy. We need mercy, but we don't want to be merciful. We need revival in our homes, but we don't want to be a part of revival. We want our children in the church, but we don't want to reach out to other people. We want God to do something. We want our children to get the Holy Ghost. But what are we doing to help other people's children get the Holy Ghost? We want to see our family in the church. But what are we doing to reach other people's families? I'm telling you, God's measuring this thing back to you. Oh, listen to me, friend. I'm telling you, it's important. I'm telling you, I saw families riddled with this thing. I mean, just consumed with it. That I'm telling you, somebody would get an attitude against the preacher, and it wasn't just enough for them to get it. They had to give it to the wife and to the kids. And I'm telling you, a whole generation ruined because somebody got an attitude that they weren't willing to pray through over. I'm telling you something, in the Holy Ghost, you want your children to die and go to hell because you got some kind of attitude. I'm telling you, you keep that attitude. I'm telling you, I look back there at Tommy Rowe this morning, and I thought, Tommy Rowe, friend, don't you live back there in the back of the church. I'm telling you something, it's all right for some people to live back there. Friend, you just telling you in the Holy Ghost, don't you let the devil cave you in. Come on, you come in here shouting. You keep your kids in the church. My God, somebody give him praise. Come on, he died on my Santa. Man, I'm telling you, if you're going to throw the devil down, throw him down right. Come on. You're going to, my God, make him hit the ground. Make him hit it hard. Somebody give God the praise in here. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. I've heard it preached on, and it's never really made sense to me, though it has made sense to some, to a point. But what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matter of fact, I wrote that scripture down somewhere, and I'm not going to let the devil have it. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:26. Let me turn there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Matthew 16, verse number 26. Praise God. Listen. But he answered and said, hallelujah. No, 16, verse 26. Here we go. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Give. It never really made a whole lot of sense to me about what are we going to give in exchange for our soul? But it makes a lot of sense to me now. There's a lot of things you can give in exchange for your soul. You can give a bad attitude. You can give out an unforgiving spirit. You can give out many things and cause your soul to be lost. You can give out a negative. You can give out a negative spirit toward prayer. Come on, I'm gonna tell you something. I was praying last night, and the Lord spoke to me on this leadership thing, Brother Troy. And I'm gonna tell you, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm gonna tell the watchman over here to be watching. He said, you go tell the minister to keep their eyes on these leaders and to make sure that they're in the prayer room praying. Because if they're not praying, they're nothing but sick people trying to lead sick people. I'm telling you, we need some leaders that are praying, some that are praying, some that are fast, somebody get a hold of the horn of the altar. My God, somebody. Somebody get a hold of power. We need a physician. We need men to love the physician. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord together. Oh, mighty God. Matthew 18, beginning at verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had began to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, or $3,200 in today's terms. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. In today's terms, that'd be around $3,840,000. $3,840,000 compared to $3,200. He had just been forgiven for $3,200, but now he finds somebody that owes him he was forgiven for $3 million. I'm sorry, I got it backwards. He was forgiven for $3,800,040. And then he goes out and he finds a man that only owed him just a few dollars compared to that $3,500. But he wasn't willing to forgive the man that owed him $3,500. And the Bible said that his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and had him cast into prison till he should pay all of the debt. And when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord. Let me tell you something. That word saying fellow servants was sorry. That's where the Bible fulfills itself and said, I will send men unto you that will give into your bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He was standing by himself. He was standing by himself when God had mercy. But now he wouldn't have mercy on a fellow brother. And it was his fellow servants that turned on him. It was his own good buddies that went and turned him in and said, I want to tell you something. We feel sorry. We're sorry that he's got this attitude. And we're sorry that he's got this spirit. I'm here to tell you that if you don't have mercy, God's going to send unmerciful men upon your household that are going to devour your house. They're going to devour your families. They're going to devour your children. I'm telling you that you better learn how to love. You better learn how to forgive. You better learn how to have mercy. Come on, somebody, give God the praise in here. And so here he is now, standing here, being forgiven of $3,840,000 in the day's terms. And he's got somebody by the neck that owes him $3,000 and around $400. And he's got him by the tie, and he's got him all bent over, and he's choking him. And he said, man, he said, I'm going to have you and your family. Everybody's going to pay. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were sorry and came and told him their Lord all that was done. And his Lord, after that he had told him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, forgive thee. I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him unto the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother that trespasses him. I just can't forgive. I just can't get over it. But let me tell you something. You've made out your own measuring stick this morning. You can't forgive your brother. The Lord said, I've got it right down here. I know how far you can go. This is what's stopping you. This is where your weakness is. You can't forgive. When we start talking about giving, I don't care. Listen to me. I don't care. I hadn't said a whole lot about giving in a few weeks, but it's been on me. It's been on me very strong because the hand of God's in this. They went off to a minister's conference during the time that God gave this to us, and they got off, and one of the biggest preachers in Pentecost, Randy Keys, gets up, and his whole sermon was about giving, about being blessed by giving. Hallelujah. And he talked about giving. And then I've heard several other preachers tell me that God has begun to deal with them about giving and about the church giving. And it's the way back to God. The Lord spoke to me up there in prayer and said, you go tell my people that this is where they beat me and this is their way back is by giving. I'm telling you something, friend. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost that we're going to build a building. We're going to build a, I'm talking about a building, and it's going to be nice and it's going to be classy, and your children are going to get to come there, and your grandbabies are going to grow up in the coming of the Lord terrace. Come on, are you hearing me? And it means something when we say give. I'm telling you, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. And my God, when we start talking about giving, it's important that you don't get an attitude and say, not me. They got that plate out there again. It'd be better to say, yes, Lord, because God said, I'm watching. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. Come on, stand to your feet and worship God in here. Oh! He loved a rock and the outside of a hair. He loved a run of a real tail out of a hair. Just seems like everybody's got an attitude at me. Well, maybe you've got an attitude to everybody else. Maybe God has sent men upon you. Well, I'm getting on some touchy stuff now. I can say some things. You can't get along with nobody. Maybe God has sent men upon you that will consume you, that will not get along with anybody. You've chosen your way. Have you ever tried saying, I forgive, and mean it from the bottom of your heart? Why are you going to let the devil keep that picture up there every time you look at a person? It's hung up there in front of you, and you're just not going to forgive them because that's the way you picture them. Let me tell you something. You got the measuring stick out this morning, and if that's the way you want to live, God's got a picture up there in front of you, and He's going to do the same thing. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. I'm going to read. Come on, let's give Him praise in here. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give. Oh, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. Oh, Sheila Baranda, Yarabarikandalabosaya. Hirabokosatala bakatala bohusatala. Give, and it shall be given. For what? For which thing saith the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience? Colossians 3 and verse 6, in the which you also walk sometime when you live in them. You used to live like this. But now also, you've also put off these things. You put off anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You lie not one another, seeing that you have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond or free, for Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. How many of you have bowels of mercy in here? Kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond. Listen, the bond of perfectness. Not perfection, but perfectness. Put on charity. Put on some love. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Let's do that right now. Let's give some thanks. Giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him. Now I'm going to tell you something. If you got the wrong things on, if you got bitterness on, you've got evil consumptiousness, and you got idolatry, you worshiping idols and anything that is a god unto you, anything that means more to you than God, that's the best definition of an idol. Anything standing between you and God. If you have idols in your heart, you have found yourself having affections for the world, and your life is consumed in things outside of mercy and love and grace. But isn't it powerful when the Lord comes down and says, put on, therefore, take off all this stuff. Take off anger. Take off revenge. Take off hate. Take off unthankfulness. Take off unforgiveness. Take it off. Get all that. Take all that junk off. And He said, I tell you what I want you to put on. He said, I want you to put on, therefore, as the elect of the Lord, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness, our spirit of humility, humility of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Oh, mighty God. He double crossed me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Then he went right on to say, and whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We like to quote that. But then he went on to say, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Do you know you can't give thanks right? You can't give praise right with all this junk on you? You can't lift up holy hands. You can't lift up pure mind, a pure heart, and worship God when all these things. But I'm telling you something. I'm telling you know something about God? As soon as you're ready to give the right spirit, you're ready to start giving a spirit of forgiveness out, and you're willing to be merciful, and you're willing to give God everything. Give God your all. Brother Shirley said, if He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. And then He comes right along and He talks about being all in all. Hallelujah. We just read it. He wants to be all in all. And I'm telling you something, the Holy Ghost. Just think, if God will measure all that stuff to you, just think what He'll do when you start having mercy. Think what God will do when you start forgiving. Think what God will do when you start saying, I choose to forget. I want God to have mercy on me. So I tell you what, I'm going to have mercy on others. I wish I had somebody today. Let me tell you, I wish I had somebody that'd say, preacher, I've got my mind made up that I'm going to do something. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to get over this thing. I wish I had somebody that'd say, preacher, I tell you what, I'm going to be a soul winner. I'm going to do something for the kingdom. I'm going to give God everything. And I'll tell you something. If you get that attitude, that spirit, I promise you, there's things you're praying about that you're not going to have to pray about them. That God's going to start instantly working in those areas. He's just trying to get you to get to a place that you'll say, God, I want everything out of the way. I want to take off everything that's not right. And I want to put on a pure heart. I want the whole armor of God back on. Come on, they're going to sing something this morning. And when they do, I wish somebody would come down here saying, preacher, I want to talk to God. I want God to use my life. And I want God to listen to me. A bad spirit don't only touch you. It touches your whole family. It touches everything about you. He said, I'm not going to just visit your iniquities, but I'm going to visit your children. So come on now. If we can pass out some mercy, I got a feeling God's going to take some mercy and go by our kids' house. He's going to take some mercy. Come on now. Let's have a move of God. Come on, the Holy Ghost is ministering. Come on, the Holy Ghost is talking to people this morning. I wish somebody would say, I come to give myself. I come to give of myself. I come to give of myself this morning. Come on. I wish we had some self-givers in here. I wish we had some self-givers in here that give themselves. mercy on the heart. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Need to be in that heart, get it out right now. God will fill you with